Welcome back. Welcome back. What's good, y'all? It's your boy CZ here, back again with another episode for y'all on this, the day after Thanksgiving. I hope everybody there had a lovely Thanksgiving, a good Thanksgiving for real, for real. Hope y'all ate some good food, man. Some decent, healthy food. You know, I know y'all out there, especially in my culture, them chitlins go crazy. I don't eat chitlins, though. I stay away, but, you know, I can't. You know, sit here and tell you what to do and not to do. Just advise y'all or get some guidance. But I would stay away from them. That's just me. Mm-hmm. We are here back again to get back into it. Talk about why I am thankful for y'all. All right. Y'all probably really thankful for y'all. Yes, y'all been here listening and everything. Y'all been chopping up with me, supporting me. That's cool. And I love that. But why I'm truly, honestly, just simply thankful for y'all. And while you're here to see another Thanksgiving, let me get myself situated right quick. Let me go ahead and grab my, let me get my wingyang, aka the wine. You know what I'm saying? Need my ashtray though. Need my ashtray. And I need this right here. There we go. Perfect. So I'm here. Y'all see a little nice little different setup, different view, different angles, more open. I like it. And I did all this, you know, just by getting here, by just being thankful. But I'm thankful y'all for, because, you know, y'all simply better, you relied on yourself. And, like, y'all, I'm thankful y'all rely on yourselves. And what I mean is, y'all, like, you have, everybody's going through something every day. But at the end of the day, you have to get up and actually live through it. You have to physically get up. You have to live through the, go through those emotions again. Go through those feelings, those traumas, those past, you know, moments that were hard for us. You have to go through that. But you relied on yourself when you're here. And why, this is what I'm saying. Why rely on someone or something to do a certain task that's like so important, right? That's, this is so important to you. It's just so detrimental for you. That can be so important just to be let down in the end. Think about it. Why do we continue to do that? To seek out false hopes, lackluster promises, more loose ends that we fail to try to tie up, just to get let down, just to be on this shit end of the stick. Like, we tend to always ask ourselves, like, why, you know, why are they like this? Why is this person like this? I've done everything. Gave their shirt off the back of my, I've done everything. Or I've done this. Or, they, you know, they didn't do nothing for me. Or why did they do that to me? You know, it's like now you're starting to play that tick for tat game. And it's like, at that point, you start losing your shit, yo. You start really, it starts fucking with yourself. Because you're not the problem. You're not the problem. But that's why I tell people, how I fix that? Well, simply rely on your fucking self. Better yourself. That's my motto. Shout out to my boy, Anthony. I love you, bro. Better yourself. He told me, I said, Eli, just better your fucking self. And all 2021, I've been doing that. I said this early this year, the middle of the year, now here's the end of the year. I said, I've been seeing that 2021, 2021, 2-1, 2-1, 2. I've been seeing that, like, those numbers, those patterns, those sequences a lot this year. I've been seeing it. I don't know why. Don't know if it's good, but this year's been good for me. This year's been, because I've been better on myself. I've been taking those risks, those gambles, and y'all motherfuckers need to do it too. I'm doing this all motherfucking year, and the results have been phenomenal. Like, I literally been obtaining my goals, like, and faster. Like, that's the thing. That shit that I think of that I want to get done, I'm getting it done by just betting on myself. I'm not sitting here and just, like, thinking of, like, the bad. And that's the thing, we think about the bad. I don't think we ever take time to really think about how much good can come out of some shit, yo. There's a lot of good that could come out of something that you just simply is better yourself. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, getting stuff checked off my to-do list, you know, just things that, like, Eli, I want to start this podcast. I want to start my fashion line. I want to start just things like that. Like, it's just all been slowly coming together. My vlog, my YouTube channel, I've been getting subscribers now. Thank y'all. Shout out to y'all. But it's just been slowly coming together because I bet on myself. I didn't sit here and get caught up in the other stuff that's going to come with it. I just literally just say, okay, that's going to happen. Cool. Accept it. Embrace it. Because guess how much good come out of it? More than you probably think. You might think about it. We can think of a lot of, like, almost all the worst options, right? But we never think of all the good options that can happen. We never do. And, like, it's just been staying consistent, trying new things. Why? Because I better myself about 2021. And here I am right now to tell y'all that, as a witness of it, that this has been going great. It's been going great. And the year is ending. You know, it's November now, or we're going to December. And the year is ending. It's not too late to better yourself. It's not too late to start this. Look, 2022 is in what? 34 days, you know, give or take. You know, start mentally telling yourself things you need to get done. And then better yourself, you're going to get that done. Start mentally, not what you want. Oh, I want to go on this trip. I want to go here. Oh, I want to have this. No, start with what you need. Like, if you need to really get something done, you got life. You got real life issues going. You got life right now, right? We all got life. If you know you need to get your credit right, stop what you're doing. Get your fucking credit right. You know what I'm saying? But do at a certain time when it's needed. Or if you know you need to get a car, or you know you need to just, okay, you know what? I need to catch up on, like, rent, or I need to catch up on my schoolwork. Focus on that. That's what you need to get done. And then better yourself. You know what? I know I need to get done. I need to get my school back up track. I'm slipping. I know I need to get done. And then better yourself. You know what? It's just me. It's not the school. It's not this. It's really just me being lazy, procrastinating. I need to stop. And that's why that moment you're going to start engaging into that mode of, like, okay, cool. I know I need to get done. I'm just better myself again. And better yourself. Don't go looking for no help. It's not worth it. I'm telling you. It's not worth it. I'm telling you, it's because, like, what you need to start doing is you need to start visualizing more. We don't visualize. Like, we're imagery people. Like, I hear people say, like, oh, it looks ain't everything, Cap. Because if something look good, you're going to go to it. All right? Because here's the thing now. If we see an end game, we say, hey, here's this lifestyle you can have. And it's, you know, picket fence, beautiful family and everything. You're going to look and be like, oh, that looks good. And then you see, okay, but you also live like this, you know. You have a family, but you guys are struggling, or is this and that. You're going to be like, I don't want that. It doesn't look as appealing to me. I'm going to go. We're based off imagery. So when we visualize yourself being happy that you simply did what others didn't think you would do. Like, think about it. Imagine, like, it's nothing more crazy. Like, this girl I work with, she started her own business. She has her own clothing. It's very successful. It's actually really good. And I got to pull her name up, but she started her own clothing line this year. She said, yo, like, I literally just blocked out what people were going to say. So I knew people were not going to like it. I knew people were going to have their opinion about it. But guess what? Here she is right now at the end of 2021, and her shit is booming right now. Doing pop-ups. She's traveling with it. Like, she's doing really good. I copped some satchels and shit off of there. But she literally just said, she said before I even said it, she's like, I just kind of just took a gamble. I kind of just bet on myself. I said, but in an odd way, when I did it, I knew it was going to work. And she just knew it. Because she said she visualized it. So you want to start that business. You know, you got that photography skill you want to get into. You know, you got to take pictures. You know, or the new instrument you started. Like me, I used to play the violin. I'm going to pick that back up and start getting back into it again. Because I used to be kind of cold, but I stopped. Shouldn't have done that. Visualize your end game. How you look complete. Don't look at like as if like, okay, I got to go to this. Look at you already like, okay, I already done it. Like, this is how I want to visualize yourself as if, like, okay, once I started, this is how I want to look. And then once you get that final vision, okay, I want to look like this, keep thinking of that. Don't think about the middle things. The middle things are always going to change because life's going to come at you. You're going to visualize one thing while you're getting to the end game, and guess what? It's going to completely be a 180. You're like, whoa, I did not think that. Duh, because life, my nigga. Life's going to move you a certain ways. It's what it is. But if you visualize it, still the complete product, no matter what happens, you're going to get that complete product. Hey, I started this clothing line. At the end, I started here. At the end, I want to have my own store on this street in this city. And visualize that. And boom, it's going to pop up. You're going to be like, holy. And guess what? You might not be in a certain city, but you might just have your own business on a street somewhere. It might have been somewhere that you didn't expect. I was thinking, you know, Cali, shorty, you in Texas, or you went somewhere in Carolina, somewhere in Charlotte, you know? It's not, but guess what? You still have that. You visualize the store. You visualize that end product, and you got it. And that's all it starts. We got more focus on the complete as if we already have it. It's already done. And don't worry about the bad that's going to come with it, or the downs, the negativity, you know, the criticism, the trial and error, because it's going to be a lot of that. You know, there's going to be a lot of fails. It's going to be a lot of fails. But you only succeed one time. So when you succeed one time, it's just pretty much copy and paste from here on out. That's a different subject. But visualize that, how you look complete, because when you get there, because you're going to get there. Like, when you get there, you're going to get there. Once you start, if you just stay consistent, you're going to get there. But when you get there, you will think it's just like, it's almost like a deja vu moment, I say, people. It's as if like you already had already lived it. Because you already kept thinking it so much. You woke up, you know, seeing it in a dream. You, well, you know, had it throughout the day at your work, at your job, or whatever. Or shoot, when you're actually practicing your own craft, when you're actually doing what you, your hobby or your passion, you start seeing yourself like, man, I'm actually seeing myself getting better. I noticed that I'm seeing, or I'm getting the results I want. That's a sign right there. That's a great visualization right there. But just when you get to the end, you're gonna see all those flashbacks. You make flashbacks, but they're gonna be like, I already had this time. Like, already, like, I'm here now. I made it. This doesn't feel new to me. This is already. It's like you belong there. And when you realize that you belong at that moment, that's when you know you're on your passion. You're on your shit. You're on your drive, because you own it. You belong there. Is what it is. So, like, once you already have felt like you already lived it, look back at your 2021, look back at some moments throughout the year, right? And look at some of those moments where you didn't better yourself. Look at some moments where you didn't simply start, you know? You didn't just say, you know, I'm just going to just start. I didn't just start. You gave it to the haters. You listened to the negative comments, you know what I'm saying? You listen to the hate. You listen to the. You saw people talking about you. Ah, man, it's just boring. It's just trash. Or people, I see it all the time. Still get it. People, what the fuck you be talking about? You know what I'm saying? It's just, look. You know, it's just, this is where I am. This is where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at, and this is where y'all should be happy y'all at. But don't give into it. Like, you gave into it as you listened to the negative comments. You literally talked yourself down. You self sabotage. Why? Why do we do that? Don't self-sabotage yourself. That's the main thing. We're our own biggest critic, our own biggest enemy. We got to stop that. Because guess what? We don't tell ourselves how much we deserved it when we get there either. We're so much harder on ourselves when we get there. It's like, shit, we should have been here. Yeah, you should have. But now that you know you should have been there, really tell yourself, like, fuck, I am here and I did it. Because why? Look at the sacrifice you did. Look what you went through. People ain't going to want to go through the path that you went through to get what you had. Why do you think you're clothing line successful? Why do you think you're in the NBA, or you're in your pack to that, or you're getting paid to do something that you love to do? You know, this is harder. Or I'm getting paid to fly planes. That's what you want to do. I want to be a private pilot for somebody. And I just want to fly private. They paid me this amount of money. I have my own this and that, and they got, I have my own plane, my own company. Got to pay me, and then boom. And you're living your dream, because now you find with celebrities, rich people around the world. You just find, you know, it's 8 hour, you know, just a typical six 8 hour workday. Because you're not flying, like, you know, you're just doing, hey, I'm going from here to here, you know, continental states, you know. So I'm not doing no, boom, knock a couple flights. So you made a couple hundred thousand that day. You got some, and you're getting paid to do because you love to fly. It's just things like that. But you can't self sabotage yourself. You can't talk yourself down out of that. Because before you get there to do something you love, you already talked yourself out of it. Now you're trying to find new passion. You're trying to start over again. You only have so many resets. Like, right now, I'm 26. I'm a level 26 in life right now. We got levels right now. It ain't resets. It's different levels. At one point in time, you're going to run out. Catch my drift. You're going to run out. So before you self-sabotage, you're almost there. You're almost over the hump. You know, you're almost, like, at that point. You're almost, like, about to break that wall. Like, that me, I like to call you about to break that fourth wall. You know, it's like a different sensation when you reach that, goal you've been thinking about. Like me, I still run, I still jog, but a little sidetrack here, a little story. I used to run a lot back in, like, I think when COVID probably came, like, first started. Was it 2020? I think it was 2020. Yeah, COVID. Yeah, shit. Or yeah, 2020, last year. Anyways, well, I know I started jogging again, having 2019, but that's what the end. But anyway, 2020, COVID came and everything. Boom. So I had to. You know, I saw my face getting fat, I was getting weight, I was drinking a lot. I was like, yeah, this gotta stop. So I started getting active, cut the liquor out for a good about 3-4 months, and I just jogged a lot. But I was always tapping out. I felt like capping off, like 3.5, 4, you know, 3. some days I might be going too fast. I only do 2 miles. I was always tapping out. I was like, man, I feel like this wall, like this barrier's holding me back. Like, I know I can get to 5 miles, but if something tells me I get to like that four, that number four, it's just like, I'm just like done. I'm just like, I give up. And I hated that. And then there's one day I just told myself, you know, I ain't gonna put some gospel music on. Put some, Maverick City. I forget the name of the song. I think it's gonna Make Your Heart My Home. Shout out Maverick City, they're good. But I got past that wall. You know what I'm saying? I broke 5. I was geeked. I couldn't believe it. I'm on this street. I'm on Coliseum jumping around like a crack catcher. Woo, like going crazy. Because, you know, I did it. I got past that wall. And it was just the best feeling ever. It was like, it's a different sensation when you reach a goal you've been thinking about. Like nonstop waking up to every morning. Like I used to jog every morning. So like I remember slowly reaching that goal, like getting there closer and closer, but having those thoughts, having those moments of like, oh, I'm not gonna get it. But when I got there, I felt fucking invincible. I felt like, you know, it's the level of happiness that you can never explain, but you just remember it. Like you just remember that. I remember that day. I remember that moment. You know, I have it saved on my phone off my Run app. You know, I took screenshots. I remembered it. I remember what it smelled like, what it felt like. It was a, I just got done raining the day before that. Cause I remember I woke up that morning. It was like still kind of like a little bit like on like the, like, you know, moist outside, but it started peeking up. It started getting hot. And I remember I had to try to beat the hot heat. Cause that's why another reason why I was fucking up. Cause I was running in the hot ass heat, like a dumbass. Don't do that. But I got to that point and I felt, you know, invincible. You know, I just kind of stopped living in fear. Don't live in fear. I really stopped living in fear. I mean, because I was running in hot heat, thinking I might pass out, thinking that I might, I don't have enough oxygen. I can't breathe like I should. Like, I know I'm breathing. I know I'm fine. But I didn't think that. I'm not, you know, knowing what I'm really, like, thinking, like, taking it serious. I should have watched, like, you know, more videos or took more lessons on, like, really practicing my breathing. But I'm just out here just pushing myself every day, just trying to just get dizzy, like, get dizzy, like, get this five, get this five. That's why I kept telling you, get this five, every day. And I was gonna get those 5 motherfucking miles. But when you live in fear, fear is simply like a lack of knowledge. You know, you may be in fear simply because you don't know the knowledge of your skill yet. You know what I'm saying? You might have a skill for, like, designing, like, actually using your hands and crafting or painting. But because you don't have the knowledge, you're like, oh, how do I make my thoughts become actual, put on a canvas? What kind of material or cloth or silk or whatever should I, or a sewing machine should I use to actually, that's what I'm going through right now. Like, what type of machines? Cause I want to stitch stuff on like my denim jackets. Like, I want that type of material. So I got to find certain presses and everything to see how it's different. So I just, and I get fear because I'm like, man, that sounds so hard. That sounds real challenging. You might think it's challenging. Like, oh, I got to start painting this. I got to start sketching. I can't sketch. I'm going to paint. Calm down. Take it one step at a time. Cause you might end up, you know, taking those steps little by little, and you get somewhere. You're like, oh, I'm straight. I figured it out. All I had to do was just one step at a time, or start here and actually do some research. I did some digging. I didn't start off just straight up, you know, sketching. I started off by doing, like, you know, the little silhouettes, like, you know, the advanced stick figure, as I call it. You know, we kind of like, it's like sketching, but it's like stick figures type deal, and then you race over time. It's like that building, like an artwork, and like, well, at least where I went to art school at. But you got to start somewhere, and you're going to have the knowledge. Once you get the knowledge, your fear will go because you start getting better at it. Your fear will be gone because you start, now it's okay. I know where I got to start, I'm going to start. And once you start getting consistent, because you already like it. It's already a passion, already a skill you're good at. You already have a drive for it. You're going to get better, and boom. And then once you get the knowledge of that, of your passion, of your craft, the thing that makes you you, that's what makes you you. You're comfortable with it. It's like you almost overcame your fear. You're kind of, you embraced it. Like those demons that you see sometimes, those fears, you gotta sometimes embrace those. You gotta let them kind of poke out every now, or kind of let them get their, not saying get their light, like kind of like understand. Look it in the face. You know, darkness is afraid of light no matter what. So as long as you come with the light, it's gonna humble to you. It's gonna let you take advantage of, like, should be control of it. So now it's no longer, you embrace, because it's no longer demons, it's no longer fear. It's just what, it's just another side of you. It's of you now. It's a part of you. But you have it all figured out to the point where it's not, I guess it's not a hurdle. It's not a crutch. It's not going to hold you back. It's not a hindrance. Going through this now, when you find like this moment of like relying on yourself and constantly bettering yourself and just, you know, sticking to yourself and going through this moment of like where you know, like, hey, this is me. Like my boy Anthony said when we used to have Thanksgiving, that you're just being unapologetically you, and I love it. You found you, and you are really doing you. You're being consistent. I love looking at your streams. I love looking forward to your episode drop. I have you notified, so when I get an episode, I'm like, oh, bet E drop. He said, it's a good feeling. And it just made me smile. I'm like, damn, like, yeah, this is my bro. I knew for like 10 plus years, you know, at this point, but still, it's just a fact that he just said, yo, like, it's organically you. You got to just be organically you. You're going to have that. But during this process, when you're just being you, you may have to separate from friends, some family, some loved ones, you know what I'm saying? Like, your significant other, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, you may feel solitude at times. Shit, you're going to. I ain't gonna cap. You're going to. Because you're going to just see that. You're going to be like, damn, like, people are going to want to do this, and you're not on that type of time no more. Or you're just not there. Or you're just, this is what you do. Or this is where you're at. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be mad about. There's nothing to be upset about. There's nothing to hurt about. It's something that you just have to, you're going to have to embrace. I understand this is going to come to it. This is going to happen. What's his name? I forgot. Rapper. Florida rapper. I forgot his name. I think Fulio? Fulio? Is it Fulio? I don't know. I forgot. There's so many people out there. Long story short, he said chasing a chick lost him a bag. Chasing a bag. Oh, no. Chasing love lost him a bag. Now that he's chasing a bag, he's losing love type thing. So he's pretty much saying, like, you're going to lose close people when you're in your mode, when you're in your craft, when you're in your bag, when you're at a point in life where you're saying, hey, this is what I love to do, this is what I love to, I'm living my life, you know, you're gonna have a different lifestyle, because there are people at one point where, okay, they're part of this life. What if your lifestyle, you were just constantly, you know, you were just always going out, you know, this, for example, I know you'll say you're like a club promoter at one point, so you're promoting clubs and everything, but you want to sit back and you find a different skill set. You're good at real estate, you're good at selling homes, crazy example, right? But let's say you're good at it, so you use your promotion now to, like, instead of just promoting that party lifestyle, you're more promoting, hey, family oriented, you know what I'm saying, this is a nice home, this is a good neighborhood. You're not promoting a club, you're not promoting you know, hey, this person's coming to town, throwing, you know, this chick doing this and that. No, you out here talking about, hey, this community is safe, you know, this 5-star, this gate, it is this to this school. So they're gonna be like, yo, like, you're not that lifestyle. You're like, what type? Like, it's just, hey, I'm making way more money, I'm doing something I love to do now. You're gonna lose the type of people. Now y'all can still be friends, talk about, okay, you know what, I fuck, they're real friends, they're like, you know what, that's good, stick with it. They should just, you know, shout you out, hey, shout my boy, you looking for a crib around here, we got you, put you on. That's how it should be. But some people might be like, nah, that's corny, I'm not with that. That's just this. And you're going to be like, all right, that's what it is. But don't get mad. Just keep this in mind. They're upset because you're doing what you love. You're doing what makes you happy. Keep that in mind. You simply say, I'm going to better myself, y'all. I'm not going to listen to y'all on this one, on this time around. I'm really just going to do, because I feel this is what I want to do. This is what I need to do. This is where I'm at right now. And they're going to get upset at that. So go on that time. Sure, you're going to be, but it's at this precious time you dig deep and you take everything that you have, like, within, and, like, you just go all out. You know, you truly do better yourself. You take that risk. You try something new. You simply start. You just simply start. And once you start, you will see very, very, very soon that taking no handouts and blocking out the fake love, the hate that comes with it, the negative energy that comes with it, is going to lead you to become the biggest winner in life. And that's how I can really sum it up to. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be. So I appreciate y'all listening again. If you like this episode, this podcast of Easy, please like, share, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend of a friend. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all pulling up. Everybody in the audience, y'all always show a good time. Everybody always shows love. I'm at my podcast, I always do. We are all stars. We're all stars. We all have star-like potential energy in us. We all have that star-like potential with us. All the stars that you look up in the moons, we're about to be traveling soon too, which, quote unquote, they're saying that energy is in us. But we all have the light in us. We all have a light that we got to tap into. And that light is going to bring you to your true potential. Do not please one thing. Whether you like me or not, is you just say one thing, is that you would not let nobody kill that light. Because we all have a light in us that can help out to this world we live in. So do not kill by your light. Hope you enjoyed this episode of EC's. Once again, thank you for listening. Love, Eli. Peace.